Bruce Williamson is from Rail Future, which campaigns for better rail services for passengers and freight. Bruce, morning.
Hello there, Emma.
Now, we know there won't be as many people travelling for business, but, you know, it is holiday time as well. So is this going to be really disruptive for people's plans?
Inevitably. The sad thing is, of course, that people want to use the railways for various different reasons every day, and there's no time to do this work that's going to affect no one. But I think, you know, this is sort of the least bad option, really, particularly when you have a really, really big job to do.
So this is about looking at the long-term future of the railway, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so, yeah. I mean, what we're looking at a railway that's growing, that's been expanding for like 20 years, and the rail industry as a whole is playing catch-up in terms of investment. So, you know, things like the work that's being done at Reading and the electrification of the Great Western Main Line, it's very, very welcome. But it's also a little bit late, you know. This should have been done years ago.
What about Christmas? We had a similar amount of work over the Christmas holiday period, and then the works ran over, and we had a bit of a hoo-ha, didn't we, getting back to normal. Any concerns that might happen again?
Yeah, there are concerns. I think Network Rail have learnt their lesson from that. Obviously there was a real problem there. There's four things that we want. Firstly, we want decent information from Network Rail and the train operating companies. We had the unsatisfactory situation where the passengers are telling the staff what's going on. That's no good. Where there's bus replacements, we want that kept to an absolute minimum, because people don't like using the buses. We need extra flexibility on the ticket, so that, you know, you can use an alternative route if your route is not available. And Network Rail and the train operating companies need to have not just a plan B for when things go wrong, but a plan C as well. And we think that was lacking last time. So hopefully they've got a plan C this time and they won't need it.
Yeah, that's exactly what will happen, isn't it? Made all these preparations and then it won't be needed. So we've got to put up with it and hopefully it will be done on time and then we can get back to normal.
Let's hope so. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not planning to travel on Tuesday. hopefully, come Tuesday morning, the regular commuter trains will be running as usual. In fact, I think actually Network Rail or Great Western are saying, look, just out of 5 minutes on for the next week, just to allow things to bed down. But hopefully it'll be back to normal. And in the long term, we get a better railway.
Thank you, Bruce. Bruce Williamson from Rail Future. They campaign for better rail services for passengers and freight.